We begin the current daf in Masechet Pesachim, daf Chav Gimel. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is, it came up in the discussion of Masechet Pesachim, talking about the Isser of Hana that there is regarding Chametz on Pesach. And as we had a machleik between Chizkiah and Rebbe Vo said that whenever it says in the Torah a prohibition of eating something, it always includes an Isser of Hana, no matter what context it says it, in what form it says it, there's an Isser of Achila, there's an Isser of Hana. Chizkiah said no, it was only because it used it in a different way, in a more passive sense, says in regarding to the Isra of Chametz, says lo yoy ochel, it should not be eaten, which teaches us that there should be no pleasure derived from this Chametz that can bring about such a form of eating, which is that you'll sell whatever this Chametz is and get to eat other things, that you see that there's not only Isra Achila by Chametz, but even the Isra Hana. Now the Gemara continues asking on Rebbe Vo questions regarding that he says anytime it says in the Torah Isra of eating, that includes Isra of Hanah, yet we find places where it says in the Torah Isra of eating, and we find in the Mishnaic and the Tanoim that when their halacha is paskin, that there is a heter of Hanah. And the Gemara continues. Very truma, but we have the halachas of truma, the Rachmanim, that the Torah says the pasuk miyikra, b'chol zar lo yoichel kodesh, that no non-kohen should be eating kodesh, which the Gemara says elsewhere is a reference to truma. So we see it says lo yoichel, which again, according to Chizkiah, that does not mean iser hana, because it doesn't say in the passive ye ochel, it says you should not eat in the directive, whereas according to Bevo, that is supposed to include also iser hana. Yet it's now we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Eirvin, Ma'arvin l'nazir, we can make an Eirv Tchumen, which allows a person to go to 2,000 amas further from his general boundaries that he's allowed to go on Shabbos. We can make for a Nazir an Eirv B'yayin, with wine. Now, although wine is not fit for a Nazir to consume it, that's part of his neder of Naziris, and he can't consume it. So therefore, it should be considered a Suda She'en Ru'ilei, that's not fit for him, and the Eirv Tchumen has to be meals that you can eat there. However, the reason is that since he could be shoyl on his neder, he can go to a chacham and say that I really didn't want to do this neder on his naziris, and it'll permit it. Therefore, even now, although now it essentially is something forbidden for him, but since he could technically get to it by being shoyl on his naziris, so therefore we can make an erev out of that. Ulisra b'truma. We can also make an erev for a Jew, in other words, a non-kayin with truma, because he could also do b'shoyl on the truma that he made, because the halach is that truma that was made betoyis, mistakenly you say, oh, I didn't really want to do this. So then you could undo the truma, and it's going to go back to tevel, which is the untithed produce state. Then he'll be able to take off from that meals part of it to be used as truma from it itself. And then you're allowed to go ahead and therefore make the Eruv for the non-kohen with the truma, because again, just like the Nazir, it's technically possible for him to go ahead and consume it if it'll be shoyl on the truma. Now the difficulty is, ultimately, right now, it is truma. How, for the technical halacha of Eruvin, we allow it because it is ru'uya on some level. But it is truma. And yet we see it's mutar b'hanah, because you can go ahead and make an Eruv out of it. How does that go well with Rebbe Vo, who says it says in the Torah regarding truma, lo yoichel, which means that not only can you not eat, you cannot have hanah, yet here you're having hanah, but making an Eruv out of the truma for the Yisrael. On that, the Gemara says, I'm rapapa shani hasam. That there it's different. And the Gemara does this for many of the questions that they ask on Rebbe Vo, that they show, although generally it should include Isana, there are exceptions in the Pasuk itself internally that show that here it's going to be Mutter. Because the Amakura, there the Pasuk says in Mamidbar, Trumas Chem, your Truma, which means to say, what's the end and the suffix of Chem? Shelachem Tehe, that it should be yours. And that is this Trumas Chem, this Truma should be considered Lochem, it should be considered yours. Now, although, as Rashi points out, that Pasuk is going to Trumas Maestris, that Levium separate, however, Truma Gedayla is compared in that Pasuk, like it says, Kedogon Min HaGoyrin, which is Truma Gedayla, which is the Truma that regularly Israel take off the first tithe from their produce, and then they give to the Levium, and they take off for the Kahana, but there's also the Truma that the Yisrael is taking off, 1/50th, or 60th or 40th, that they take off. So therefore, it's comparing the two trumas. So just like over there, it says trumas chem, means it's yours on some level, although you have to give it to the kayin, but you own it, which means to say that there is a heter hana, so too that heter hana applies to trumas. So although you're right that it should be excluding even the isra hana, because it says lo yoichel, however, there the pasuk comes to permit it explicitly by saying trumas chem. Whereas v'idach, however, according to Chizkiah, that as we explained, he says lo yseichlu, doesn't sound like an Isser Hana, so why would I need, when it says in the Pasuk, lo yoichel, that I would need a heter of Trumaschem? So he says, Trumaskim, this that it says, your Truma is not coming to make a heter hanot to say the drasha that we were saying for Mavo, that Shalachem, it should be yours. Rather, the word Trumaskim is telling you, the Chol Yisrael Kamer, it's going on all the Jewish people. In other words, it's just the way, the normal verbiage of the Torah to say it, that it's Trumaschem, your Truma, because we're talking to all the Jews, but it's not coming to say the end, the suffix of Chem is to say Shalachem, that it's yours, that you can go and have a heter hanot. Because why? I wouldn't need a heter hanot. There is no Isra hanot in the first place of the word lo yoichel, which just means you can't not eat according to Chizkiah, not to Isra hanot, to have to permit it. Now Rashi just points out that obviously when we're saying that he says L'chol Yisrael, it doesn't mean just the Yisrael in contrast to a Levi, because we're including Levi Yosef, we just mean anyone that's a non-Kohen, is that we're talking about that they have to go ahead and separate Trumas. Now the Gemara continues asking on Rebbe Vo's opinion, again, that whenever it says a prohibition of eating, it includes a prohibition of having Hanot too. Bahare Nazir, but we have a Nazir that he took a neder that he's not going to consume any wine products and that he's going to grow his hair. The Rachman Am, the Torah says in Sefer Beminbar, says Michartzanim va'adzag lo yoichel, that from the grape skin until the grape seeds, all the things that are from the, in other words, anything related and derivative from grape, lo yoichel, he should not consume. Which again, the country of Avos should mean also istana. Yet Utanan, we learned over there in that Mishnah in Ervin that we just quoted, Ma'arvin le'nazir b'yayin, that we could create an Erev for a Nazir with wine, which means essentially that although we said that technically it'll work out for Erevin because it'll be a Suda Haru'uya, because you can go ahead and be shoyl on your Nazirs, but right now it's forbidden for you. It is wine and you're a Nazir, you aren't shoyl, and yet you're having a Heter Hana by making an Erevin out of it. How could you? The Pasuk says Isra Vachila, which according to Bevo includes Isra Hana too. On that again, the Gemara says, Amazutra, Shani Hasim, there it's different, where the Pasuk itself addresses this and comes to permit what would be, I would have assumed would be Asr. Because the Amakra Nizroi, the Pasuk calls it his Naziris, which means to say, Shalo Yehei, similar to like the drasha of the suffix of Chem, which means that it's yours on some level. Here we're saying that it's his Naziris, which means that although it's forbidden for him to consume it, but there is a Heter Hano, that it should be his. That's the last Vav, the suffix of Nizroi, that it's still his on some level. Rav Asher gives a different mocker, a different source for this from the Pasuk that is coming to permit the Hano of the wine, although he cannot consume it, because it says over there in the Pasuk, Kodesh Yihah, that it should be holy. Gadil Peres Aroshe, he should grow his hair very long. And that's the Isra of a Nazir to cut his hair. Now the drasha is Giduloi, that the growing long of his hair, that is what the Pasuk says Kaddish, which means to say that it'll be Isra of Hana, and you'll have to burn it as it says there in the Pasuk, V'nosan al Eish Asher Tachas Zebachashlam, he would put on the fire that was under his carbon and he would burn it. That means to say that it was Isra Hana, and you had to totally eliminate it by burning it under the fire regarding his hair. However, ve'ein dava acha kaddish, but nothing else is kaddish. The pasuk is telling you that to say, oh, this is kaddish, which means to say it's asr b'hanah, but nothing else, which means to say the wine, which is asr tem on some level of eating, but that there's no isr b'hanah, and that's what the pasuk is teaching you that lesson. Which the Gemara asks on this, midi ve'ein dava acha ksiv, does the Torah say and nothing else? How do you know that? Maybe gidulai means and something else. We're telling you that gidulai, his the growth of his hair, that's forbidden b'hanah. But maybe something else. There is no exclusionary criteria mentioned here. It doesn't say any miut. So therefore, we know that gedulah also is asr b'hanah. But who said that it's excluding the wine, which should be asr b'hanah, again, based on Revo's principle, wherever it says you cannot consume, you cannot have anah. So therefore, yes, including that is also gedulah, because that I would not have known. But who said that there's an exclusion? So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right, El Machvarta, it's clear, Kedemazutra, we have to go with the first teretz that the Gemara had given to explain Rebbe Vo, was from the word Nizroi, to say that this Naziris is his, that on some level, it's Mutar Bahana, the wine, it's just Asr Bahachili, you're not allowed to go ahead and consume it. Now the Gemara continues asking Rebbe Vo, very chadish, but we have the halacha of the new crop, which is forbidden to have to consume it before the Omer, which is brought on Tezayin Nisan. Drachman, the Torah says, "Mayikra lechem, bread, v'koli, and roasted grain, v'karmel, and plump grain, loisoichlat etzamayim azeh." You should not consume until the essence of this day, again, which is Tezayin Nisan, when the carbon is brought. So it says a loshon of loisoichlu, which again, according to Bavo, means not only that you cannot eat, you can't have enough from it. Yet tonight we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, koitzu l'shachas. One is allowed to reap for shachas. Now, although it says in the Torah that Omer is reishis ketzirchem al ha-kohen, is the first of the reaping for the kohen, which sounds like that you're not allowed to reap anything before the Omer. However, it is permitted to cut what's called shachas, which is when it's just like grass. It hasn't yet really grown, which that's not considered kutzer. It's not really reaping because it's not considered crop yet. Umaychel lebehem, and another heter you could do before the time of the yomer is you could feed it even complete kernels of grain to the animal, not through reaping because that's forbidden, but however through plucking. Now, one thing we see is that this chadash is going to be mutter b'hana. You're not allowed to go ahead and do a reaping, which whatever is qualified as a reaping, you're not allowed to consume it either, but you're allowed to give it to your animal. Now that means you're having hana from the chadash before the zman of the yomer. But according to Bavo, who says in the Torah, lo yisaychlu, which means also isra hana, how are you allowed to have hana by feeding it to your animal? And that the Gemara again says a similar type of teretz. Amar of Shemaya, Shani Hasim, there it's different because you're right, of course it includes this Anah, but the Pasuk comes to permit it, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says in Meyikra, Kitzirchem, that it is your reaping, which means to say, Kitzirchem Shalachem Yehei, that it should be yours, that on some level it's telling you that you own it, that you have ownership. Now, ownership only means if you can have derived pleasure from it, if you can't do anything with it, then it's not considered yours, and therefore we see a heter of Hanah. Whereas V'idach, the other opinion, that of Chizkiah, he doesn't learn from there a heter of Hana, because there is no Isser in the first place of Leisoichlu to say that it's Asaba Hana, because he only learns it when it says in the passive, Ye'ochel, that it should not be consumed, not when it says in the directive. So what does he do with Kitzirchem? Kitzirchem, the Chol Yisrael Mashma, again, as we said before, that's just a customary way of to verbalize when you're saying to the entire Jewish people that Kitzirchem, this halacha applies to all your reapings, but not to say that Shelachem, that it's yours. Now the Gemara asks, on both Chizkiah and Reb Avohu, that seems to be difficult according to both their opinions. Because of Harei Shratzim, we have the halacha regarding vermin. The Rachman Amad, the Torah says in Vayikra, Sheketsu, they're abominable, they're disgusting, Lo Ye'ochel, they should not be eaten. Now that term, according to both opinions, means also Isser Hana, because that's where Chizkiah goes and he includes it, as we find by Chametz, that it says in the passive, that means to include, not only can you not eat, you can't have a no. Yet, what's not learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shvi is, Tzayodei Chaya V'Oifes V'Dagim, the hunters, the trappers of wild animals, birds, and fish, Shenizdamnu Lehem Minim Tmeim, if it just happened to get caught in their nets, non-kosher animals, which, as Rashi explains, the reason why it has to be just in this dam and that it just happened to be, is because then, only and then, would you not have to be mafker and declare it ownerless. Because, however, l'ketchila, to initially go ahead and capture these things are forbidden, as the Mishnah says over there, Masechta Shvi'is, you now go ahead and do business dealings, not with nevelis, not with treifis, not with shkatzim or muslim, but all the non-kosher things, you now go ahead and make a business out of them. So we're talking about that it just happened to be that they had caught it. The halacha is, mutarin l'marchin l'nachim. You're allowed to go ahead and sell it to a non-Jew. Now, here we have something that it says, lo ye'ochel, according to Chizkiah and Rebavo. Both are saying that that would be Isra Hanah, and yet we find clearly in the Mishnah Shavis that says that you're allowed to go ahead and have Hanah by selling it to a non-Jew. So that the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, there's David the Amakra, because the Pasuk says to Meyikra, lochem. And that is, it says, b'sheketz yiu lachem, that they will be disgusting for you. Here, everyone agrees, the lachem is not saying, like in, as Chizkiah said before, that it's just talking to the Jewish people, because here it's saying lachem. What does that mean, lachem? Shalachem yehei, means that it should be yours. Therefore, that's how we have a heter hana, although lo ye'ochel should mean esra hana, it's coming to permit the hana by saying the word lachem. But then the Gemara asks, Ihachi afil l'ketchila nami, then even l'ketchila you should allow people to go ahead and trap the non-kosher animals to sell them. Because there's a heter hano. Why did we say only if it's nizdamen? And that the Gemara says, Shani hocha damakra, because the Pasuk also says, Yihu. As we said, v'sheketz yihu lachem. What does yihu mean? That it should be for you? B'havayasan yihu, that they should be in the current state, which means to say the issue that there is of sheketz should be for you. So although there's lachem, which is after the fact, which is b'di'evet, but l'ketchila is yihu, that should, they're going to be in their status of Isra. But now the Gemara wonders, u'lechizkiah, according to Chizkiah, this pasuk of the Shratzim, lama li lamichtiv lo ye'achel, why do we do this type of approach, which is, we first write lo ye'achel, which is different than the way it's normally written in the Torah of Isra of eating. You usually say lo ye'achel, the more directive, lo ye'achel, it should not be eaten, which is in the passive way, which that comes to include Isra Hanah. That's why it's written differently. And then Umaisi Lachem Lamishrei, and then we bring the word that it should be for you to permit the Hanah, which we just made forbidden by changing the terminology. On that, the Gemara asks, Lo Lichta Rechmanu Lo Ya'achel, don't say it in a different way of Lo Ya'achel, and then V'lai Boy Lachem, then you won't need to have Lachem. In other words, according to Bavo, there is no such questions regarding all the questions we had asked before. Why is it written that way? In other words, the question is that you could have asked on Rebbe Avoh the same thing, that why does it say loy soichel, and then it comes to permit hana, as we saw all these terutzim the Gemara had given. That's not a question, because you have to say loy soichel, for example, to say that it is forbidden to be eaten. And then you need a pasuk, which now although Isra Hana is included in that, then you would need a pasuk to permit it bahana. But according to Chizkiah, which ultimately the Torah is permitting it bahana, why do I need a pasuk to change the way it's normally written? To write lo ye'achal explicitly to change it, to then make it aser bahana, and then to say lechem to permit it bahana. Don't write lo ye'achal. Don't write that in the passive way, just write lois seichel, and then you won't have to write lechem. Write it the way it's normally written. What's the point of changing it to then go ahead and permit it? That Amalek Chizki says you're right. It's a great point. Time adidi. My reasoning. You want to know what my source of my opinion is? My reasoning that I say lo ye'achel means to say also israno is nami mahacha. This is my source. The pasuk of Shratzim is my source. That if I would not have had the Torah say over here by Shratzim, lo ye'achel, and then say lochem to permit it, I would never have known that lo ye'achel written in the passive, like it does by Chametz on Pesach, that it means Yisra'ana. And whereas regarding all the psukim that it says heter hana that we had answered for Rebbe Avoh, that it says by Lysoichel, that's not a question on Chizki, which sounds like that even if it says just directive Lysoichel, not Lo Ye'achel, that you still have to have Heter Hana, that as the Gemara had said before, Chizki learns them for different things. As we said, Trumaschem or Katsirchem, he doesn't say like a Bavo that they're coming to permit Bahana, that and that's telling every single one that it's yours. Rather, it's according to Chizki, it's saying on the whole Jewish people, Kitzirchem and Trumaschem, and therefore he doesn't have any sources to show that even Lo Yoichel would mean that it's Isra Hanot to have to permit Bahana. Therefore, the only source he has is this pasuk by Shratzim when it says in the passive way, and that is exactly why the Torah goes out of its way to do it, to show you this idea of that Lo Ye'achel would mean also Isra Hanot. Nothing more again continues to ask on both opinions. By chametz, but we have the halacha of chametz. The Rachman Amma, the Torah says lo ye'ochel chametz, that chametz should not be eaten. Which again, according to everybody, that would mean the Isra Hana. But Tanya, yeah, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer says tamal atzmocha. You gotta wonder. Hey, chametz aser b'hanah kol shabbat. How is it possible for chametz to be aser b'hanah all 7 days of Pesach? And that is Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion, is that he holds that chametz is mutar b'hanah all 7 days and definitely after Pesach. And he argues on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who says the chametz, what's called sha'aval of a Pesach, that passed through Pesach, is going to be aser b'hanah, as the Gemara later on, the Chav Chesem Beis explains. However, the idea is that, how do we understand Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion? Rabbi Yosef Glili is saying wherever his source is, but he says it's mutar b'hanah. Yet, here the pasuk says clearly, lo ye'achil, which includes also iser hanah. So how could he say heter b'hanah? And that the Gemara says, shani hasa. There it's different, damakor, because the pasuk says in Shemais, v'lo yirah l'cha sa'ar, that leaven should not be seen for you. It says lecha, which is shelcha yehei. What does it say, the word lecha? That's according to both Chizkiah and Rebbe Avoh, to tell you a heter hanah, that it should be yours. However, Rabbanon, according to Rabban, that they say it is aser b'hanah, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and that is the majority opinion, is that it is aser b'hanah on Pesach, and possibly even after Pesach. What do they do with lecha? Shelcha i'atarai, it's not coming to tell you a heter hanah, rather it's coming to say that your own chametz you're not allowed to see, aval atarai shelachem v'shelgavai, but you could see other people's chametz, for example, a non-Jew, or that of Hekdesh, that's not the iser of seeing chametz on Pesach. Whereas V'idach, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that L'chayra, he also has to have that to exclude that. So how does he have L'cha to tell you that it's yours, that's Mutar B'hanah? So it's Trei L'cha K'sivi, the Pasuk, when it talks about L'yira L'cha Sa'ar and L'yira L'cha Chametz, it says two times the word L'cha, one time to tell you that it's only your Chametz that's a problem, and the second one is to tell you that it's also yours in the sense that it's Mutar B'hanah. Whereas V'idach, the other Pindu Rabbanon, they say, no, you don't have any extra l'cha to tell you that it's mutar b'hanah, because chad b'nachri shekivashta, you need one l'cha to tell you that it's not a problem for a non-Jew that's under the Jewish dominion, that under the Jewish control. V'chad b'nachri shekivashta, another one to tell you regarding a non-Jew that's not under your control, either one of those types of chametz, no matter what your relationship to a non-Jew is, it's not going to be an isra of chametz for you to see. It's only your own chametz is a problem. Yet V'idach, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, it says the word lecha three times, which is, as Rashi says, leirah lecha chametz, veleirah lecha sa'ar b'chol gvelecha. And another pasuk that says, veleirah lecha sa'ar b'chol gvelecha shivas yamim. So you have three lechas, and therefore you're right. We need one for nachri that kivashtei, which is under your control, nachri shaloi kivashtei. And the third one is telling you the heter hanah. Yet v'idach Rabban say, no. You need all lechas, and there's no extra lecha to tell you heter hanah. Because chad b'sa'ar, One is teaching you the Isser regarding leaven. The Chad B'chametz, one is teaching you regarding actual chametz. And then we have regarding the Nachri, which is regarding Kivashti and Shlei Kivashti, Utsrichi. And we need to have all three lachas to tell you, as Rashi tells us, because if it would have only told us Sa'ir is a problem, because I would think, because that's very strong, and that's what leavening does, it makes other things chametz. And that is why it's Aser, but regular chametz I would say is Mutter. Whereas if it would only say regarding chametz, which is fit to be eaten, that I would have said is asa b'hanna b'tzer, which is not that you cannot consume. I would say you're not over, and that's why as the Gemara in first Perek Masechtas Ben of Zayim Beis says, that's why you need these lachas to tell you that it's only going to be things which are yours that are problem, but we have to tell you both regarding chametz and regarding sar, because I would not have known one from the other. And then the other one is telling you that, however, regarding the non-Jews, that's not a problem. But again, you don't have any extra lachas to teach you hetana. But now the Gemara says, Lemikatanoi. Regarding this discussion that we were having on this daf and the previous daf and Rebbe Vo's opinion, when it says Loi Seichel, the directive, if that includes an Isser Hana or not, let's say that this is a Machlegis Tanoi. Because we have a Pasig in Vayikra that says, Ye Osel Lachom Malacha, which the full Pasig is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Abdal, it says, Vechel of Neveil, that the fats of a nevela, and the vechel of treif, and the fats of a treifa, ye'asa l'cha malacha, can be utilized for any work that you need to use it for. And the pasuk ends of ha'ochel lo yisaychelu, but you're not allowed to eat it. So on that, the Gemara says, there's a machlokes tanoim. Matam aloy melacha malacha. What is the pasuk teaching you when it says, lo ye'asa l'cha malacha? And that is, the pasuk there says, in the sense it should have said, ye'asa l'malacha, that the fats of the nevela treifa, which cannot be consumed, however, you can use it for malacha. Why does it say l'chol? It could have just said, ye asa l'cha malacha, matam alam l'cha malacha. So on that, the Gemara says, sheyachl, that I would have thought, had it not written l'chol, that l'malacha's gevayyeh mutter, that for purposes of hekdish, then the fats of the nevela trefa, that's where it's permitted. That is, if let's say you have to go ahead and oil the hides of the animals of hekdish, which is for the malacha, let's say of bedik habayis, which is, we're not doing anything with the hides in regards to bring on the mizbeach, but the bedik habayis will go ahead and sell the hides and do things that they needed for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. That is where I would say that the chaylev, since it's mutter to be consumed by the mizbeach, that's what the chaylev is done, it's put on as parts of the emurim on top of the mizbeach. So therefore, since there is a heter for the chaylev by the mizbeach, so then that is where it's included in this heter of malacha for tzarchi gevayt. However, l'malachas had yidyehiyasa, I would think to say that for a commoner person, not for the tzarchim of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be asr, because by a regular person, it says lo yisoichlu, which means also an isr hana, again, which as the Gemara is going to explain, that sounds like Rebbe Vo's halacha. So that's why, tamaloy melacha malacha, that's where I have to say, oh, it's not only just mutter chaylev for the purpose of gavoya, it's even mutter for the purposes of a hedyet, and that there's a heter for a hedyet of hana on the chaylev. Basically, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva says that no, you don't need a pasuk to permit the utility of the heter of hana of the chaylev for a commoner, because I would never have thought that it's going to be aser. And that is, we don't find from anywhere when it says leisoichlu that a person cannot consume chaylev that it would include isra hana. What the pasuk is coming to include with the word lakoil is to say regarding the tahara, that although there's a tumas baster, there's a tumah that comes from the flesh of an avela or the trefa, that we're coming to exclude the chaylev from that iser of, from that tumah that there is. And to say that chaylev is not part of the nevela, to the sense that it's going to have the tumah that a nevela has, rather you're allowed to use the chaylev for purposes of tahiris, that for example, if let's say you have this hide that was oiled with the fats of the nevela, you're allowed to use it for purposes of tahara, and that is sheyachal, but I would have thought that if the Torah would not have written lachol malacha, it would have written just malacha, l'malacha, as we were asking, that l'malacha is hedyid. I would think that for purposes of a commoner, to use it for purposes of chulin, for unconsecrated things, that's where you hate Torah. That's what I would consider a level of tahara, because it's not such a great thing of sanctity. However, l'malacha is gevoiva, but for purposes of hektish, to use it for purposes of kachim, you hate tamay, I would think it still has a halach of tumah, as we find in other places, that for kachim, the levels of tumah are greater and more sensitive. That is what the ribui of l'cha malacha is coming to tell you, that not only is it considered tahar for chulin, but even for kachin purposes. As the Gemara explains this machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Glili, L'tumah l'tahara l'itzchakra. He doesn't need a pasuk to tell you regarding tumah tahara. That I would never have thought that there's going to be a problem of tumah tahara. Rather, k'itzchakra l'esur l'hatter. When do I need the pasuk, the l'cha malacho, to give a permission to create a heter? It's for Isser and heter to say that regarding the heter havahana, that applies not only for a hektish, but applies even for a hed. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, he says, no, Isra had the loy tzachra. I would never have thought to be that this Isra no to go ahead and permit it. Rather, ki yitzachra le tumatar, when do I need a pasik for tumatar? I would have thought it is tameh, and that would come to tell you that it's going to be tahar, not only for chulin, but even for kachem. In the sense, they're not really arguing. They're both ending up with the same premise. It's just the only thing was what I would have thought based on their prior opinions. So the Gemara explains in Amud Beis that my lab b'hokim mefugi. It seems like that what they're arguing about is in the opinion of Rabbi Avo. And that is Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar, Lois Saichlu, when it says in the Torah regarding the Isra of consuming Chalev, Mashma Bein Isra Achila, Bein Isra No, I would have thought, which that generally is as Rabbi Avo, that includes both an Isra, a prohibition of eating, and of having Anna. And therefore, V'chi Aser Kro, when the Pasuk is coming, when it says L'chol, to add on, that you can utilize this Chalev for Hana, the Mishula Nevela Bahanados is coming to permit the prohibition of Nevela for Hana of the Chalev that we're talking about, because generally Chalev is Asr Bahana, as it says Lesuch Ezra Bavo learns. And therefore, we have to include regarding Hedyid that Lechol, that there is even going to be a permission of Hana for the Hedyid. Whereas Rabbi Kiva holds, no, Isra Chila Mashma. Isra no, Loy Mashma, not like Rabbi Avo. It says Lesuch, you just can't consume, but I would never have thought to say that I need a Heter of Hana on the chaylev of Yos L'cha Malacha, because whoever said in the first place that this is Isra No, just says you can't consume chaylev. Not that you can't have a no. Rather, B'chiyasar Kro, when the Pasuk is coming to make a heter, when it says that you could use it L'cha Malacha, it was L'tuma V'tahara. For tuma purposes, to say I would have thought that it would be considered tuma for hektish. Remember, I would say L'cha Malacha, not only is it not tummy regarding the chulin, but even regarding kachem. And therefore, this is what the Gemara says. It sounds like it's a machlekes. Rabbi Avo's opinion, machlekes tanoim. And then the Gemara says, loy. The kuliyama, truthfully, everyone holds loy seichlu mashma, bein isra achila, bein isra no. Everyone agrees that to Rabbi Avo's halacha, that loy seichlu would mean an isra no or two. But v'hocha gemifli, what they're arguing about is the following idea. Rabbi Yosef Glili Savar, he holds, kishuhutra nevela. When the nevela, the carcass, this animal that died without proper shechita, that there's a pasuk, as the Gemara learned in the previous stav, that there's a heter of hana. That is, you can give it to the ger, you can sell it to the non-Jew. The pasuk comes explicitly to permit it b'hana. However, regarding this heter of nevela, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds he hutra. Only the animal itself, the flesh, what's considered the buster of nevela, that's permitted. But however, chelba v'gidoloi hutru. However, the fats and the sinews in the animal, that was never permitted. And the reason is because chelim, fats, are not considered, quote, buster, not considered meat. And therefore, that was never included of the heter of the pasuk that says titneno va'achol, that you should give it, that you should give it to the ger, and that he will consume it to permitted bahana. And therefore, the same thing would apply to the other halacha of tumah tahara, that is regarding someone that touches the nevela. Chalev was never included in that tumah of nevela because again, it's not called baser, so that it should become tame. And therefore, that's why he didn't hold like Rabbi Kiva that we would need a heter for permitting it, for that there's no problem, that there's not going to be a problem of tuma, because there is no tuma in the first place, because it's not considered besar nevela. So it's really interdependent. These two ideas, one that you need to be matered bahana, because it was not included in the heter hana of nevela, because it's not considered basar of nevela, is the same reason why I would not need the heter to tell you regarding tuma, because it's not included in, quote, basar nevela, to say that it has the tumas nevela to have to go ahead and be matered. And therefore, v'chi yitzach kra, this that I need the pasuk of Ye'asa l'chol malacha, again, is not to be metaharid, because it's not never was included in the tum of Nebela. Rather, l'heter hana hu da'asa was coming to permit the isra of hana that was included in lo yisoichel chaylev. As we said, the pasuk already says that this is isra hana. According to Rebavo, that everyone agrees to Rebavo, that lo yisoichel, and that is there's already isra hana. That's what the Torah had to tell you, l'chol, to permit the chaylev, even for the isra hana of a commoner, not only for tzarchi givay. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Sava, he holds, Kishuhut Nevela, when the Torah was permitting Hana of Nevela, Chelba Vegida Nami Hutra. That was including also the fats and the sinews, because they are included in the category of, quote, Nevela, whether for the Heter of Hana, or whether for the Tumma that a Nevela has. And therefore, when Vechi Itzuch Kra, L'tumma v'tahara. Therefore, when we needed the pasuk to tell us, Ye'asu L'chom Malacha, it was necessary for the halachas of Tumma and Tahara, and that is because this chalev is considered quote, nevela, and therefore it has the tum of nevela, and that's why I needed Yeras Lachamalacha to say, however, that the chalev will not have the isra of, will not have the component of tumma that a nevela has, and it's excluded, and that's what the pasuk is telling Yeras Lachamalacha, and that not only for chulin will it be excluded, but even for kachim will it be excluded. Now the Gemara asks on this. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, which, as we just explained, that the chalev and the gidim are not included in the heter of the hanos of nevela. That is, he does not consider the chalev and the gidim as part of the nevela. So when the Torah permits it b'hano, it's not including the chalev and the gidim. So therefore, the question is, ashkechan chalev d'shari achman b'hano. So fine, we have a source for the fats that the Torah says they're permitted b'hano, as we just demonstrated from this machloikis that it says ye'osel chamalacha, which says that you can use it for any purposes of hana, which we explain lachol is including not only for kachim but even for chulim, and therefore we have a heter for the chela from a different source. Elegid named aser, but the sinews of nevela should be aser b'hana because it's not included in the heter of nevela because we don't consider part of nevela and we don't have a source like we do for chela because that pasuk of ye'osel chamalacha is only going on the chela of nevela and treifa. So the gidim should be aser. So the Gemara gives two pshatim. Either the first pshat is, you're right, they are asa b'hana. There's no source for them to be permitted. If you want, you could say that no, really they're going to, the gidim are also going to be muta b'hana. And that is because we learn from a kavachemer, and that is a ma'chelev sha'anish kras, if we find by chelev, which if one consumes it, there's a prohibition of, there's going to be a punishment of karis, muta b'hana, yet we find the pasik is going to be permitting it b'hanah, as we said, from Yes L'chamalacha. So therefore, gid, she'ena onesh karas, if someone consumes the gidim, the sinews, which are not a punishment of karas, like koshkin, isn't obvious that it's going to be muta b'hanah from chaylev, and that's why there is a hetanah. So either that you're right there, asbana, or no, that kavochemet is going to be muta b'hanah. So therefore, based on this, the kavochemet that the Gemara just demonstrated, the Gemara asked for Reb Shimon, that he said on the previous daf in Nafchav Bezim et Alf, that regarding the gid, the aser that he said that they are aser b'hanah, that's because as the Gemara there explained that he holds ein begidin b'naisin tam. The gid and the sinews don't give flavor, and therefore when it falls into a pot of other kosher items, we say that it doesn't. You don't have to have 60 opposite the taste, which is usually what you have to have shishim, because it does not give any flavor. You just take it out and you're done. So therefore, he doesn't really consider it baser. So therefore, it was never included in the heter of nevela because the heter of nevela was set for the basar, for the animal of nevela. And this is not really, quote, basar, it's like a piece of wood, so it wasn't included in the heter. And that's why he says it's going to be aser b'hanah. But then the question becomes, why doesn't he bring, like Rabbi Yosi, that permits it b'hanah based on the kavochemer from chelev? That l'chayre is a good kavochemer. If we find by chelev, that's karis. Yeah, it's mutabah no. So definitely, regarding Gidin, although you can't learn it out from the Heter of Nevela, but learn it out from the Kavochaima of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. And that the Gemara says, because Ikla Mifchad, the reason why he concludes that, no, it is going to be Asabah no, because you can ask on the Kavochaima. And that is, Mala Chaylev Shikain Hutta Mechlaloi. You can't really learn from Chaylev, because Chaylev, in a way, is more lenient, and therefore it wouldn't be a Kavochaima to say that if that's mutter, it's definitely here, because it's totally permitted on some level even to consume the Chaylev. It's l'chay regarding a wild animal. Whereas Toma Begid, however, you can't say that for Gidin that they'll Kavochemer should be mutabana, shlohutta mechlole it's l'chay. There is no exclusion criteria regarding wild animals, where even there it's going to be usher if it's from a nevela. So therefore, there's no Kavochemer to say, oh, if you find that which is so stringent, which is karis, definitely here it's going to be mutabana, because there, although it's stringent regarding karis, it is lenient in the fact that it is excluded regarding a category that it's going to be permitted even to consume. Whereas Ve'ida, however, Bisa Aglili, who he told you this Kavochema, he would say, Bevehema Kamrinan. What I'm talking about is regarding a domesticated animal. In other words, the pasuk that I'm bringing you to permitted Bahana is by the Chelev of Behemo, where the pasuk over there is talking about the chelev of a shur and the chesev, which are domesticated animals, and on that we find the heter hana. So therefore, behema mias lo yishtri. So therefore, by behema, ultimately, you don't find any heter mechlali, like you're calling it, for consuming of the chelev, and therefore you could learn out git hanasha from a kavochemer from chelev. Because although you said, wait, chelev has kulois, which is that you're seeing it's a heter mechlali from by chaya, it says, forget about chaya, I'm just discussing behema. In Behema, there is no heter in Bechlal at all whatsoever for the chelev. You're always going to have karis. And whereas, by Gidim, it doesn't have karas. So therefore, what I'm talking about is the gidim of a behema. Most definitely, you're going to find that, because that's what the pasuk I'm bringing you, that it's going to be muta b'hana the chelav of the animal. Most definitely, the gidim are going to be muta b'hana. So nothing more concludes. We had this big discussion in the previous daf and this daf regarding the opinions of Reb Avo and Chizkiya again. Reb Avo, who says whenever it says lo yoichel, it means including Yisra Noah. Chizkiya says no, it doesn't. Only if it says in the past of lo yeichel. So now the Gemara concludes. Mechti, let's see. Aizvinu kol hani kro. We asked all these psukim that we said they said lo yoichel and however they were mute bahana, which that's not like Reb Avo. Vishaninu, and we answered all these questions. Reb Avo says, which is we found in every pasuk wherever it says lo yoichel, lo yoichel, lo yoichelu, we found exclusionary heterim to say, oh, they're going to be mute bahana. But what comes out is like this. We never find any source from all these psukim, all these halachas, that Reb Avo was more stringent to say, oh, that because he includes from lo yoichel, lo yisoichel, which Chizkiya doesn't, Yisra Noah, that ultimately Reb Avo is going to say something is aser bahana that Chizkiya was going to be permitting. Rather, whatever is aser, ultimately we found was aser according to both. Whatever is mutter was mutter according to both. And therefore the Gemara asks, Chizkiya Reb Avo, b'may pligi, what exactly are they arguing about? And that is, there's nothing that's aser bahana by something that it says a prohibition to eat it, that it doesn't say, as the Gemara had demonstrated, a prat, an exclusionary idea, to permit it bahana. The only two things that end up staying asa bahana are where it says lo yeachil, which is by the shahar niskal, the animal that was gored three times that's going to be stoned, and by chametz on Pesach. Now that, according to both Chizkiya and according to Bavo, are anyways asa bahana. So again, what is the point of this machlekes? What exactly are they arguing about? So that the Gemara says, there's two things that they're arguing about. One is b'chametz b'pesach, as we just mentioned, which is va'alib d'rabban, according to the opinion of Rabban, who they say that chametz b'pesach is aser again, not like Rabbi Yisrael Lili, who we mentioned before, that he says chametz b'pesach is mutar b'hana. And the second thing they're arguing about is b'shar haniskel, va'alib d'divri hakol. And that's according to everybody's opinion, that everyone agrees shar haniskel is going to be aser b'hana. Now the Gemara explains, what are they arguing about? Chizkiya nafigli me lo yeachil. Chizkiya learns it out from, as we said, because it uses in this passive way, lo yeachil should not be eaten. That's how he knows that these two items are going to be asabana. For Bavo, nafigli me nevela. However, Bavo learns it out from nevela, and that is from the fact that the pasuk by nevela only says lo yeachil. It doesn't say in the passive the way Chizkiya learns it out. So it just says in the directive. Yet, still the pasuk had to permit it bahana. That is, you could sell it to the non-Jew or give it to the ger, that obviously, that it's asa bahana, even though it just says leseichel. Now, even if it just says that, that would have been enough to make it asa. So although by these two cases of chametz and pesach, and by the shahar haniskal, although it does say in the past, that's not the reason, because as we find by nevela, even just saying regular leseichel would be enough to make it asa bahana. So that's their machlekes. Where are you learning it out from? But then the Gemara says, okay, but Mechti, let's see. Bein Lamar, whether according to Chizkiya, whether according to Bavo, Asur Bahana. Ultimately, anyway, wherever you learn that from, it's going to be Asur Bahana. So therefore, again, like they say, Lamaisa, my Benai, what exactly is the practical difference between them? And then the Gemara says, I'll give you a practical difference. Ike Benayu, the difference between them will be according to one Tanoic opinion. And that is regarding chulin shenishchetu bazar, regarding unconsecrated items that are slaughtered in the azar, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is specifically a machlokes regarding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that, as we mentioned on the previous daf, he doesn't have a source to just generalize to say that something that's forbidden to be consumed will similarly be aser bahana. And that is, as the Gemara had explained, he cannot learn like Rabbi Avo had explained, which was in Reb Meir's opinion, that from Nevela, you see, it just says you're not allowed to eat it. And yet the pasuk comes to permit it bahana, that obviously just saying leisaychel, just saying you can't eat it, permits it bahana, because as the Gemara there had explained, that it's not coming to permit it bahana. Maybe things are always mutar bahana. There is no isser. It's just coming to tell you dvarm kiksavan, that has to be exactly like this. Although you're generally allowed to always have enough from things that have been to eaten. However, here it could only be giving to the ger and selling to the non-Jew in the specific order. So regarding that halacha, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that halacha of chulin shenish to bazara, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, this is where we're going to have a lamaisa machlekes, and that is the Gemara explains. Chizkiya saver lo yeachel. Chizkiya learns from the fact that it says that the pasuk changed its normal terminology of a prohibition of eating into lo yeachel. It should not be eaten. The passive form that is both by chametz and by shar haniskal limuutehani. That it's coming to exclude these two items, and that is the pasuk changed it over there to tell you that it's going to be Asr Bahana. That's why we're changing it to teach you that. Oisai, when the Pasuk says, Lakel of Tashlich and Oisai, that regarding the halacha of a treifa, that you should throw it to the dog, which obviously is telling you that although a treifa is forbidden to be eaten, that you're allowed to have hana from it because you're giving it to the dog, that it didn't have to exclude these two items of Chometz and Pesach and Sharon Niskel and to say they're Asr Bahana, because according to Chizkiyahu, we already learned that out from the fact that it says Lo Yei Ochel. Rather, what is it coming to exclude when it says Oisai? Lema'ute chulin shenishchtu bazara. It's coming to exclude min ha'tayra chulin that was slaughtered in the azara. And that is, as we had explained in the previous daf, to tell you that they are Asr Bahana min ha'tayra. And that is because we learn now from that pasuk, actually, the halacha of that it's forbidden to slaughter chulin in the azara. It's learned out from that pasuk of basar basad de treifa, because on some level that's taking something out of its domain past where it's supposed to be, as like when the embryo comes out of the animal, so too, that as we explained in the previous daf, that would include chulin into the azar, it's going beyond its boundaries. So therefore, since this learned out from the pasuk of basar basad de treifa, it says, oisoy lakelev, like for that one you could throw to the dog, which excludes something else that would also be included in basar basad de treifa, which is chulin that's slaughtered in the azar, where there it would be asa bahana. That's what oisoy is teaching you, that only this is mutter bahana. However, min hatayri, you should know this is the exclusionary criteria of chulin that's slaughtered in the azar, that would be asa bahana. Whereas Rebbe Vo learns up the psukim differently, and hence we're going to see that he's not going to say that it's going to be Asa Bahana regarding the schulin that's Lord Nazar min ha'tayr. Rather, it's only going to be Midrabban. Now, according to Rebbe Vo, he says there is no difference between Lo Yoichal, Lo Yeochel. There's no such difference. And therefore, he's going to have to find a different source to exclude the halacha of Chametz and Pesach and Sharon Niskel from Hana, that he'll have to find a different source to say that they're Asr Bahana. Because whereas Chizkiyahu learned it from Lo Yeochel to say that Torah changed its terminology to say, oh, here it's going to be even Isra Hana, because again, according to Yehuda, we have no source for Isra Hana, as we had explained on the previous daf according to Amei's opinion. So therefore, from Chizkiyahu learns it from Lo Yeochel, whereas Bevo does not. So rather, he learns Oisai Lema'utehani. When it says in the Pasuk, La Kelev Tashlich and Oisai, that there's a Heter Hana by the Halach of Treifa, that Oisai is coming to exclude these two of Chametz and Pesach and Sharon Niskel. And what it sounds like the Pasuk is saying is that regarding a Treifa, that although I told you that there's a prohibition of consuming it, however, I'm permitting it for you, Bahana, that you could throw it to the dog. Whereas regarding Chametz and Sharon Niskel, that is what it says, Oisai, that only here you can go ahead and have Anah. But those two cases of Chametz and Sharon Niskel, where I did not tell you that there's a permission of Anah, that there is actually going to be Asr Bahana. Now, and therefore, hence, Chulin Shanishchetu Bazar, Lav Dereisinenu. So ultimately, what you have to conclude, according to Bavo's interpretation of Yehuda, that Chulin that's slaughtered in the Azara is not Asr Min HaTaira. It's not going to be Asr Bahana Min HaTaira. And that is because Rabbi Vo tells you that Lo Yoichel is mashma that there's an Issa Hana, as we had been saying his opinion in the past dafim. It was only in Rabbi Meir's opinion, where he does not learn that when it says in the Velo what you could have Hana from it by giving it to the Ger and by selling it to the non-Jew, that it's like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of explicitly that this is the only way of Dram Kechsavan. Rather, because I would assume that it's Asa Bahana when it says you can't eat it. That's where it says, oh, you're allowed to have Hana from it, because Rameh's opinion is that every single case is Mutta Bahana. Because he says you're allowed to sell it to the Ger, you're allowed to give it to the non-Jew, and therefore must be the Torah is permitting Bahana. So obviously you say, when it says generally Seichel, it includes Isuri Hana. And for the fact that the Torah had to permit it now, the Nevela Bahana, is obviously that other Isurim, for example, Chametz and Sharon Niskel, would be Asur. But not because the change of the terminology as Chizkiyahu says it, because there is no difference between Lo Yechel and Lo Yachel according to Bavo. Rather than the fact that the Torah had to permit it Bahana, obviously that they're generally Asur Bahana. And that is, we know that regarding Chametz and Sharon Niskel, that they're Asur Bahana. But according to a mayor, Rashi concludes, obviously Oisai, even according to Bavo, would be excluding Chulin that was slaughtered in the Azara from the Heter Min HaTar, that it would be Asr Bahana Min HaTar. So the conclusion is that according to a mayor's opinion, everyone has to say that it's going to be that we learn that Chulin Bazara are going to be Asr Min HaTar from Oisai. But in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, by default, there's going to be a machloikis between Rebbe Vo and Chizkiyahu if chulin that is slaughtered in the Azara are going to be asim and atayr or not. According to Chizkiyahu, it will be, because you have the extra oisai. What's that excluding? Obviously, it's excluding in the context of basa basa de trefa, which includes the issa of slaughtering chulin in the Azara, that only oisai of Treifa is mutar banot to give to the dog. Bachun shenishch bazar will be asur banot min ha-Torah. Whereas according to Reb Avo, who needs oisoi to exclude the halacha, according to Reb Yehuda's opinion, according to Reb Meir, he learns it out that from Nevela, that every time it says lo yoichel, it says it's asur banot. But according to Reb Yehuda, he doesn't have that source. So where would you know isur banot for chametz and sharon niskel? Only from oisoi. That oisai, here where I told you hatana, that's permitted, but chametz and regarding sharon niskel, which I did not tell you, it's going to be asabana. And therefore, he doesn't have oisai to teach you, like Chizkiya did in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, to say that there's going to be isra hanab min ha-Torah on chun shanesh mazar. And therefore, according to Bravo's opinion, it will only be midrabana, and that's going to be nafkum halacha between these two opinions. Now the Gemara brings a discussion regarding this topic, exactly what we were talking about, regarding Isser Hanoah on things that it doesn't say explicitly, it just says one is not allowed to consume it. The Gemara brings the following discussion. Yesav ahum rabbana kamed Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni. So there was this Talmud Chacham that was sitting in front of Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni. Yesav ha-kamer meshmed Reb Shmuel ben Levi, and he was saying over the following statement in name of Reb Shmuel ben Levi, which was the question we've been talking about the past daf. Minayin l'chol esrim shabbat Torah? Where do we know for all prohibitions in the Torah? Just like they're forbidden to be consumed, so too we know that they're also going to be asur b'hanah. And what exactly am I talking about? That although it only says it's asur to be eaten, that it also includes isur hanah. I mean chametz b'pesach b'shar haniskel. This is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi was saying, that it will also include chametz on Pesach and shar haniskel, that although they only say that it's forbidden to be eaten, it means also that there's asur b'hanah. So on that, Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni responded, "Minayin? What's the question? That we already know the source. Let me typically melo ye ochel. It should be as Chizkiya said, because it says in the passive way that it should not be eaten. That's the source to know that they're asur b'hanah. What's this big question? On that, this Talmud Chacham responded to Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, lo ye ochel. The terminology of that should not be eaten. Isra chila mashmalei. Shuman Levi held that although it says in the passive sense, it still only means eating. Isra noli mashmalei. He didn't feel that meant that it means also that in the passive way that there's no eating that should be derived from it, which would mean the isra of having hanah, because when you sell it, you'll get money, and then you'll, from the money you'll buy other foods that you can't have any eating, any hanah ultimately coming out from it. He didn't feel that was the interpretation. It says it should not be eaten. Why it's in the passive is for a different reason, but it's only isra achila. You would not know isra hanah from there. But then again, Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni responded, but typically mevela, how you should say like Reb Avo said, from the fact that the Torah had to permit nevela, and it only said lo yoichel. So obviously, whenever it says you're not allowed to eat, it means isra no, and that's why the Torah had to permit it by nevela. And therefore, here where it says you're not allowed to eat, although it only means eating, but that way I'll know it also includes isra no. That is Talmud Chacham responded. No, Reb Shmuel ben Levi savor like Reb Yehuda. He holds like Reb Yehuda the amad dvarim kiksavan. He does not have the pasuk of nevela as Reb Meir did to show. Oh, the Torah says that it's mutar b'hanah. Obviously, I would have assumed it's asur b'hanah, although it only says that it's a prohibition to eat it. No, you don't see from there an isur hanah. You, and it's not because the Torah is permitting it b'hanah when it says that you can give it to the ger and sell to the non-Jew. It's only saying that although there is a heter hanah because there was never asur b'hanah in the first place, but there's a specific way how you're allowed to have hanah, in this case a nevela, that which in the sense is a chumrah, not a heter, in the sense that you could only give it to the ger and sell to the non-Jew. Again, so you have no source yet. To which Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni responded, he says, wait a second, Isav l'Reb Yehuda, if you're telling me that the reason why you can't learn the source of asur b'hanah from the pasuk of Nevela because it was like Reb Yehuda, but then tebiklei mehecha d'nafkei Reb Yehuda, so then he should have the source of which is Reb Yehuda's source, which as Reb Avo had explained before that he brought this from Reb Yehuda on the previous daf, that milikelev tashlichen oisai. You should learn it from it says that regarding the treifa, that you could throw it to the dog, which oisai teaches you that this you could throw it to a dog. But you can't throw other Yisurim. So if you're saying he learns like Rabbi Yehuda, that's why he can't learn from the Vela. But Rabbi Yehuda himself has a different source, which is like Kelv Tashlich and Isai. So therefore, Rabbi Shub ben Levi should learn from there. That the Talmud Chacham answered, Kisavar, that Rabbi Shub ben Levi learns, Chulin Shenishchetu Bazara, regarding the unconsecrated items that are slaughtered in the Azara, that they are Deiraisa, that they're going to be asana minat taira. And therefore, that oisoi that Yehuda learns from to say, oh, only this you could have mutter b'hanah by treifa, by giving it to the dog. But others assume not. Reb Shmuel ben Levi needs this oisoi as a pasuk for other isurim, not for regarding the isur of hanah regarding other isurim. Rather, it's only necessary for the chulin shenishchetu bazara to say that's going to be asur b'hanah minat taira. And that's why now you don't know other isurim, that again, you're still missing a source, because he doesn't learn like Chizkiya, he doesn't, that lo yochel would mean isra hanah, just means eating. Doesn't hold like Reb Avo, that you learn that from the Vela, because he uses the pasuk there as rather to the contrary, like Reb Yehuda as a chumra. And he can learn like Reb Avo had explained Reb Yehuda's opinion of learning it out from like Kelv Tashlich and Oisai, which is only here could you have a heter hanah, but other things are going to be asra hanah, because he needs that, as we had just demonstrated in the previous discussion in the Gemara, that's teaching you that Oisai is telling you that only this is going to be mutter bahano, but another basa basad betreif, which includes chun shenish baza, will be aser bahano manatayra. But again, that won't teach you as an exclusion for all other isurim that they will be aser bahano. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani conceded and says, okay, suminain. Where does Rabbi Shmuel Levi, if he holds like all these opinions, where would he have a source that saying by chametz and pesach and sharon niskal that the prohibition of eating will also include a prohibition of having an ob? So he said, like it says the pasuk in Vayikra, Kol chatas ashiyuv meidam avegaimer. The any carbon chatas that will be brought from its blood, the pasuk there concludes in Parag Vav pasuk of Gimel that if it was brought from its blood el oil moid to the oil moid lechaper by kodesh to have a kapara, an atonement in the holiness. In other words, if he brought the blood inside loy seochel, then this carbon cannot be eaten, but ish tisaf, it should be burnt in fire. As Rashi explains, this pasuk is not talking about by what's called the chatois hapanimis, which are the certain carbon chatois were different, and they were actually, their bloods were brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, which that's how they're supposed to be. But because there the pasuk says explicitly that regarding the power of the Kohen Mashiach and the carbon helab davar, where they're burnt out of the machna, that we already have a different pasuk that teaches that they have to be burnt. Rather, this pasuk is teaching regarding what's called the chatois hachitzaina, which the bloods are supposed to be outside Mizbeach, not in the inside Mizbeach. And that is what the pasuk says, that if you did it incorrectly and you brought the bloods inside, that then the pasuk says that it should be burnt in fire. That you can't. This is prohibited now because you did it by bringing it inside. That the pasuk says she'in tamalim be'esh tisarev, that I don't really essentially need the pasuk to tell me that it should be burnt in fire, as the Bryce will elaborate in a moment. Umatam aloyma be'esh tisarev. So rather, what does it teach us that it should be burnt in fire? So on that the Gemara explains. If this idea that you have to burn this carbon, that the bloods were supposed to be brought outside, but they were brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, if I don't need it to teach the fact itself that it should be burnt, and the reason is the Chassidim, because I have a different pasuk in the Yikra that says, Vihine Sarif, and that it will be burnt. As Rashi says, this is going by the Seir of Nachshon Ben Aminadab, which was Vayihi Bayim HaShmini, that they brought his carbon. And Moshe said, Moshe said, why did you burn it? And as Moshe said the words, Hein lahupa es dam ala kodesh panima, the bloods weren't brought inside to say, and that's why you're burning it, which could be inferred that if the bloods, which are not supposed to be inside, were brought inside, then you did a good job by burning the carbon. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. Why did they burn it? It's a whole discussion why, but it was what he was saying, did you burn it because it was brought inside? You didn't bring it inside. And that's why'd you burn it? Which sounds like that if it would have been brought inside, then it should be burned. And therefore, I don't need this pasuk in Mayikra Vav Chav Gimel to tell you that if bloods, which as we demonstrated from Rashi, that's not, it's talking about the bloods that should be outside, that was then brought inside, that then you should burn it, because I already know from that other pasuk of Ahini Sarif. And therefore, why do I need Be'esh Tisarif to teach me? Tineu Inyan L'chol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. That is the source to teach you regarding all other Yisurin in the Torah, where it says a prohibition to consume them. Like this case, where you're not allowed to eat it. And therefore, as Rashi says, it must be talking about chametz and pesach and sharon niskal. And the reason being, because all the other sum in the Torah which says you're not allowed to eat it, as we had demonstrated on this daf and previously, that there's already a prohibition, although it says that you're not allowed to eat, we have all these exclusionary criteria to say that they're going to be matbano. And therefore, this is the source, as we continue on the topic of dalam and aleph, that is ve'im'enu in lachila, if there's no purposeness in this pasuk to teach you that they're forbidden to be eaten, because all these isurim, which we're saying explicitly is regarding chametz and pesach and sharon niskal, because all the other ones, ultimately we have hetein for them b'hanah, that it already says in the pasuk you're not allowed to eat it, and that this is one of the what's called the midah shabbat Torah, that anything that you don't need for what it's teaching you, you learn it for something else, which is a halach l'mesh mesinai. So again, from this pasuk, which is saying you're not allowed to eat it because the bloods were brought inside, again, you don't need it for that halacha, because that I have from a different pasuk. Rather, it must be teaching me all the other Yisurim, which again, only ends up being chametz and pesach and sharon niskal, because all the other Yisurim I have a hatanah. So it's not teaching me Isra Achila, because that I know from the Pasuk. So rather, Tineyu Inyan L'Isra Hanah. That is the source to teach you, however, that they will be Asa Banan. This is the source of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, that he learns all other Yisurim, and it says he's not allowed to eat it, which again only means Chametz and Pesach, Asher and Niskel, because all other Yisur Achila, you have Heter Hanah from them, as the Gemara demonstrated when they were responding for Bevo. And therefore, this is the source of Isra Hanah, again, from Be'ish Tisarv. And then, but if you're going to ask me and say, oh wait, if you find by the source, which is by the chatas, hachitain, which is brought inside, that they have to be burnt, not that it's just asabahanah, afkal isur in Shabbat Torah b'sreifah, so to all other isurim, which I'm learning out the isahanah from them. From here, they also would not only just be asabahanah, but you have to burn them too. Amakran, that's what the Pasuk in Mikra says, ba'kodesh. Regarding these things that were brought inside the holiness, ba'esh tisav, they have to be burnt in fire, which is ba'kodesh b'sreifah, these things which they became asr, because they were brought inside the Kodesh, they have to be burnt, the Inkal Yisurin Shabbat Torah B'Sreifa. But not all other Yisurin in the Torah do they have to be burnt. Rather, that's the exclusion on that. So our source, again, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, is not like Chizkiah, not like Rabbi Avoh, not like Rabbi Avoh in Rabbi Huda. Rather, it's a new source of Be'esh Tisarif, which, since it's not necessary to tell you that you have to burn it because we learn from a different Pasuk, must be teaching regarding other Yisurei Achila, that they're going to be also Asa Bahana, which again only ends up being Chametz HaPesach and Shahar HaNiskel. But however, we do not have to burn it like the source, because that the Pasuk excludes by saying by Kodesh by Ishtisarf, only by Kodesh and not other Yisroel.